ABC Radio Australia.
Now, how easily do you scare? All right, I'm going to give you fair warning now because my next guest stars in an Australian horror movie that's just been released and it has everything in it that your grandmother warned you about. Don't mess with those spirits. That's right, spirits of any kind. This movie is called Talk to Me, and starring in it is Samoan actor Chris Alosio, who joins me this morning. And good morning, Chris. It must be a pretty hectic, you know, time this past week with the movie's release, brother.
Yeah, it's been a hectic week, bro. Just, you know, people sort of messaging in and sharing their praises on the project and performances. Been pretty surreal. You know, it's always awesome as an artist when people take note of your work, and yeah, so it's cool. It's cool, but it's nice that people are loving it. So,
Man, and I'm going to heap some praise this morning, Chris. And I have to say, it is nice to meet you, but I'll never forgive you, man. I'll never forgive you. I went to see this movie by myself. At
you did? You went by yourself?
Oh, bro.
You're brave, mate. You got a pair on you.
Yeah, and as a person who does a morning show, not conducive, eh? Because trying to get, I will say, it's terrific. It does exactly what a horror movie should do, which is absolutely scary. So, man, congratulations on the film. Now, the film itself, it follows the story of a group of teens, right, who mess with the spirits as a joke, as a bit of a, you know, something fun to do at a party, and then things take a turn for the worse. Now, Chris, when this script came across your desk, what stood out to you about the plot? What got you interested?
Yeah, I mean, like, the fact that they use this, you know, this hand as a gateway to the spirit world, and they use it as a drug as well. I kind of, like, when I read the script, I was like, what? Teenagers would never do this. And then I went on social media and I'm like, God damn it. Right. Teenagers will do anything for clout. So that part of the basis was covered. And I think this is a good movie that sort of comments on that as well. You know, what lengths people are willing to go to nowadays in order to get a bit of attention. What really stood out to me about the script was just like the you know, the links between the friends. And I remember seeing the cast for the first time. I was like, damn, how is this going to work? Like, with all of us, but you're coming together to the shoot, bro. It was, it was bliss, man. We were all kind of on the same page with everything, which you don't usually get in film. But for this one, I just feel like we had a real good squad to sort of bring this thing to life.
And I wanted to ask you about that, actually, because it's a horror movie, all right? So the end product we see, it's very tense, very thrilling. But what's the atmosphere like when you get on the set of a horror film? Are things completely different?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I grew like a really big appreciation for horror films and sort of what the genre does for cinema, you know, across the board. And I've never been like a big horror movie person myself. But just seeing all the VFX and the performances also that the actors have to pull off to make this thing believable. It was, humbling to see the other actors sort of do their thing as well. It's just like, man, I really appreciate where actors in horror movies have to go in order to access the material. So, but yeah, there was an eerie feeling on set for sure. Like a lot of the actors were saying how in our accommodation, like, you know, lights were turning off by themselves and, you know, doors and stuff were closing on their own. It kind of made sense. I was like, yeah. And as you know, like in Polynesian culture, we don't mess with that stuff. So when it was kind of happening to the cast, I was like, oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Bro.
It's all pray.
Oh, man, no, stuff that, man. Like, legit, like we talk about problems in production, but paranormal problems, man, when he started hearing, oh, there's flickering lights and whatnot, are you thinking, how long do I have to stay on this set for?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah, it was pretty eerie, but I think what got us through was just, you know, everybody that was on this project are like just pure lovers of film, cinema, really care about the audiences that spend their hard-earned money to go and watch the work that we put out. And you could just feel the real care for, you know, for the project and for each other as well. And that kind of overtook, love overtook evil, in a sense.
Oh, man, it certainly did. And if you're just joining us now, you're listening to Nisha Daily this morning. I'm your host, Jacob McQuire, speaking to Chris Olosio, who's in that new movie, Talk to Me. And what a film, bro. And look, I loved your character, Chris, Joss. It was really great. And obviously, this film takes place in Australia, right? I'd like to know a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up and how did you grow up and how did you connect that to the character of Joss?
Oh, yeah. So I was born and raised in New Zealand. And then I moved over to Aussie a few years ago when I got my first gig here and kind of just been going since. A big sort of inspiration for Joss's character was the boys grew up with a bunch of Samoans who were also born and raised in New Zealand. I found that interesting in terms of like the demographic of the different characters and how Samoans that come over from New Zealand, there's a big influx of us, not just Samoans, but you know, a lot of people come over. And yeah, I told the boys that I was really excited to just, you know, bring a Samoan flavor to the film in its entirety. Like I've found that in other gigs, I've kind of had to hold back on that a bit because makers and writers don't quite understand how we talk, how we go about our day, and they kind of base it off just stereotypical sort of things. But I loved that Mikey and Danny had like a clear understanding of what a Samoan would be in this world. And yeah, they gave me a lot of space to improv and have fun with him as well, which I think is important in his parts in the film, is to create that levity in order to pull the audience in. And then once we got you, bah!
And
that
happened to me a few times, bro. But I think that's a really great point there, because I think when we talk a lot about diversity in film, right, there might be, you know, shoehorning a black or a brown person into a character that's written as a white person.
I feel that.
So it's great to see 100%. A character that's thought of as Islander and created as Islander, and awesome that you had sort of the creative license to do what you want with the character, because the Joss came out great. It was, awesome, man.
No, it's awesome. Like, you know, in a lot of projects nowadays, when you see sort of diversity on screen, it does feel a bit forced. And then because of that, the project loses its steam altogether. And so, yeah, I was like, you know, in other projects, people kind of, when there's a diverse person that comes into it, they're like, point at it and be like, this is our ethnicity, or this is, but you know, it never feels like that. And Talk to Me, you know, you genuinely feel like these are just a group of friends. And that's always been sort of my working question throughout every project that I do, is that how can I just be a person in this world, as opposed to I am the box you're ticking, you know.
Yeah. And it shows like on screen. And again, great work. If you're just joining us now, Nisha Daily, you're listening to it. I'm your host, Jacob McQuire, here with Chris Olosio, who stars in the new film Talk to Me. And you talked a little bit there about the directors of the film, and they're actually like Australian YouTube stars from the channel Raka Raka, if you want to be more Australian I think. What about sort of their background in making YouTube content and now bring that across to film? How was that reflected in their directing style? Was it a different sort of way of doing things on set?
Yeah, 100%. There's so many, like, you know, obviously time is a big restraint on a film set, as opposed to, you know, making videos at home. And you really got to hit it when the opportunity comes around. And they got in trouble from the producer at least 3 times a day. It's like, guys, this is not how we're supposed to do it on film sets. And this is not how it works. But, you know, their sporadic energy when put, you know, when you put a bit of a cap on it, but sometimes that can help. But we definitely needed their energy for the film in order to, you know, bring these parties and whatnot to life. And a lot of their direction was like, oh, just do something funny. That was cool. And because they were so chill about it, I feel like it allowed all of us to really sit into our characters and bring as much personality as we could. And yeah, you could see their minds are always ticking along. Like they can never stay still. And yeah, that makes for hard workers. I actually told my mate, I was like, bro, these guys are crazy, bro. They're not afraid of death. And then he responded, he was like, oh, well, those are the kind of guys you want to be making films with, right? And I was like, true. Not afraid to take risks. I like that.
Oh man, well, I'll tell you, I'm afraid of death, especially after watching Talk to Me.
Right. That last scene, I want to live forever now.
Yeah, I don't even want to think back to it, man. Okay, I've tried my best to scrub it from my mind, but man, Chris, look, you mentioned at the start, hey, that, you know, you're not a huge fan of horror and whatnot. Now, I have to ask you, do you scare easily?
Yeah, I scare real easily, Perry. My legs start to shake if I get to a certain height. But horror movies wise, yeah, I couldn't justify like paying to be scared. but this one, I think there's a bit more, like, horror is an umbrella for it. Like, I think it's a thriller, you know, in moments it's a comedy, it's a drama about grief. It speaks to a lot of things, but it does it in a clever way where you kind of leave the cinema and for a few weeks after you're like, oh shucks, that's what they were talking about.
Well, yeah. I will say, what was it like watching the finished product as a person who's, you know, not that into horror?
I was just proud. Mm. I was just proud, you know. A lot of the time in Australia and New Zealand, like, we try and cater to an international audience by, you know, being American or being British or doing things their way. The thing about these guys is they are through and through proud Australians, and I can vibe with that in a way where, like, I'm very proud of where I'm from. And you know, even taking this thing over to America to do our presses, we're just like, you know what, let's walk in here, let's be proud of what we made, and if it flops, then we walk out just as loud and just as proud. And yeah, the whole way through, they were playing Aussie songs, like, you know, in the car and stuff. I'm coming from a lane down under. I was like, ah,
please, man. Bro, well, look, it certainly didn't flop, and I think it's a great success. And Chris, thank you so much for joining us here on Nisha Daily this morning. I have one last question to ask you. Now, there's a line in the film, I think it's you say, it's, that's why people stuff we'll say on air. And I have to ask you, if this plot was in real life, you're no longer Joss, you're Chris, and you're at a party where people are messing with the spirits in this way, what are you doing?
I'm getting my beers and I'm going home.
Oh man, I'll tell you, and I'll be right there with you, because stuff that Chris, thank you so much. Congratulations on the film, brother. And we'll be definitely watching out for you in all your upcoming projects, man. But yeah, thank you so much for stopping by Nisha Daily.
Lots of love, Mauso. Appreciate you, brother. Lafaku.